All right. Yeah, KEAWUO here. The name is John. And I like your idea, or Leonard's idea. Leonard's a very knowledgeable guy. He's I haven't talked to him a whole lot, but usually when he shares something like that, it's a great idea. And this one's no exception. I like that idea. For a couple of reasons, is like if you use Unistrut across the chimney, that permits you to add stuff on later. You know, you have all those extra points. Whereas if you use a chimney strap, then you're once it's up there, it's kind of a handful to undo it and add things. So I think that's a pretty good idea. So I definitely appreciate you coming back and throwing that out there, because you're right. I think that's a great idea, but you're right. For me, I've done a fair amount of hammer drilling and installing anchors in all sorts of buildings, and you really don't want to do it to brick. I've done it, and it sometimes works, and sometimes it's awful, and it doesn't work, and it makes it all worse. So I would avoid, any kind of hammer drilling into a chimney or anything like that, because it just doesn't work. So the chimney straps or the Unistrut idea is a fantastic idea. I think that's it. Tim?
NAWRO. Yeah, I like both those ideas. And, of course, I'm sitting back here looking at my chimney as we speak about it. Dave, I'm not going to go very high at all as far as beyond the chimney. Just to get above the chimney, so it's hard to tell here, maybe 4 foot on a mast. I have two mast sections, and you can, of course, insert them together and make it even longer. But I think I would just do the one. And then I have a Diamond X50, I think it is. And I forget how tall that is. But that's the one I want to put topside. The only issue is, I believe it's the original chimney, and the house is 1936. I've had a mason up there in years past to tuck point it. But I'm thinking it needs a little assistance. Because, again, we're talking wind load. If there is, it's just the vertical, so there shouldn't be too much wind load as long as I don't. I like your fulcrum comment. I don't want to put leverage on that chimney too much, so I'm not going to make it real tall. And then I would have to have somebody go up there and take a look at it and kind of tidy it up if it's not structurally sound, shall we say. That's all I got on NAWRO. Over to David.